Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and last night I was doing what any well-adjusted 39-year-old man typically does on a Sunday night slash Monday morning at 3 a.m. I was sitting at the fucking laundromat. I hate when you have to describe, like, night and morning, right? Because, like, if it's Sunday, if I wake up on fucking Sunday, like, I woke up at, like, noon on Sunday, and then I'm up after midnight, it's still, to me, Sunday night. It's not fucking Monday until I wake up the next day. I mean, I have stayed up all fucking night before, and eventually I'll just have to determine in my mind that it's fucking Monday. But I usually don't do that. I'm gonna go to sleep eventually, and when I wake up, it's gonna be fucking Monday. That's just how it fucking works. So, like, if it's 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., I'm still thinking it's Sunday night, even though technically it's Monday morning. So anytime I fucking describe it to anybody, I have to say like Sunday night slash Monday morning just because I'm a fucking lunatic and I have to just in my mind, they need to know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I have to use both days. So I'm using both days. So technically it was Sunday night or technically it was Monday morning. I don't know. Pick one. I don't give a fuck which one you use, but it was 3 a.m. and I was at the goddamn laundromat. I've been meaning to go to the laundromat for a while. I don't usually go to the laundromat that often. I got a fucking washer and dryer in my apartment complex, but for bigger shit like blankets and shit, I gotta go to the fucking laundromat. It's not gonna fit in a normal fucking washer here. And oftentimes I use a sleeping bag as a blanket just because it's fucking awesome. If you don't use a sleeping bag as a blanket, I mean, maybe that's just a fucking single college dude in me, even though I haven't been in college in fucking years. But when I was in college, I used to use just a fucking sleeping bag as a fucking blanket. You guys don't know what you're fucking missing. Cousin D knows all about this shit. Ask him. He'll tell you the fucking virtues of using a goddamn sleeping bag instead of a fucking blanket. It's unbelievable. So I had to clean my sleeping bag and there's some other blankets and shit that I had to clean. So it was enough to fill one of those big fucking commercial washers. The one you gotta drop fucking $9 on. Laundromat's fucking expensive now. If you used a big fucking washer, it's fucking $9. I am vaccinated from the fucking pandemic, but that doesn't necessarily mean I want to be around the fucking riffraff. I never wanted to be around the riffraff in the fucking best of times, and I just don't want to be around anybody. You know what I mean? So I go places at odd fucking hours. I shop fucking late at night. If I'm going to the laundromat, I'll go fucking late at night or early in the morning, whichever you prefer. So I'm thinking to myself, like, there's nobody gonna fucking be there. Like, I'm gonna fucking just chill at the goddamn laundromat. So I get there, I load my shit in. They still got all these fucking signs up, too. They still got all the signs up as if it's, like, fucking early 2020. There's all these, like, fucking COVID guidelines on the wall. Like, you gotta fucking wear a mask inside and shit. And I will wear a mask inside a place if they want me to wear a mask. I don't give a shit. I'm not one of these fucking douchebag assholes that just loses their fucking minds if they put a piece of fucking cloth in their face. I'm gonna be in a place for fucking 2 seconds. I can put a fucking mask on. I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. But at the same time, like, there's nobody there and it's 3 a.m. You know what I mean? And they're, like, old guidelines because, like, they still had the old, like, it is required, like, any indoor place. Like, motherfucker, that was, like, the indoor guideline, like, fucking 12 months ago. So, like, I'm all fucking weirded out. I don't want to have to, like, think about what rules I gotta fucking follow or be around too many people. So I go with this, like, crazy fucking hour. I see the same motherfucker there all the fucking time. And I try to go at, like, different odd fucking hours. It's always around, like, midnight to 6 a.m, all these really fucked up hours. And there's this fucking guy there that I fucking despise. I've never spoken to him. I just don't like the looks of this fucking guy. You know why? He's some fucking bald fuck who, like, just sets up shop in there. There's a couple fucking video games in there. He's, like, playing PGA Tour golf. He's got, like, a whole fucking setup on one of the tables. He, like, brings in his fucking breakfast or whatever fucking meal you call it that you go out and get at fucking 3:30 a.m. He's got, like, a fucking coffee. He's got, like, a fucking donut. At first, like, last night, I didn't even realize he was doing laundry. Like, when I went in there, the place was completely fucking empty. I loaded my shit in there. I heard no fucking sounds. This motherfucker gets in there. I was, like, chilling in my car. I didn't want to sit in there. The first thing I saw when I walked in was a fucking mouse. And full disclosure, the mouse was fucking adorable. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, what? Like, his family might be around and shit. Like, I don't want these motherfuckers crawling around my feet, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I'll just sit in my goddamn car. So I watch this fucker. This fucker pulls up. He, like, flies in the goddamn parking lot at, like, 100 miles an hour. I'm never going to understand this. This is a fucking male activity. The second I saw that, I knew it was a douchebag guy. No fucking woman drives around like that. No woman is trying to, like, fucking impress anybody with how fucking fast they drive in fucking parking lots. This fucking guy goes in there, and he just walks in, and he fucking, like, he's got his fucking breakfast and shit, and he just starts, like, sitting at the table and eating. I'm like, is this guy doing fucking laundry? Like, what is he doing? Who the fuck just goes in there and just sets up shop in a goddamn laundromat? Like, you could go fucking anywhere. Who would just think, like, dude, I need to fucking clear my head. I want to go fucking eat and relax. I'm gonna go to the fucking 24-hour laundromat. Because this place is unattended. Like, it's in Orchard Park, so, like, you don't have to worry about anything. It's a white, yuppie douche town. Nobody's going in there and fucking with anything. And I guess they got, like, cameras up, too, allegedly. Allegedly, there's cameras up. But, like, there's nothing to take in there. There's these enormous machines that are bolted to the fucking floor and, like, some shitty furniture. Nobody fucking wants anything in the goddamn laundromat. If you go there, like, at a certain hour, there's gonna be some dickhead mopping the floors. But, you know, other than that, it's fucking empty. I just don't know how I consistently run in the same fucking asshole at the same spot when I'm only there a couple times a year. I didn't realize he was actually doing laundry until I, like, went in there. He had, like, laundry going. I don't know what he was fucking cleaning. He was pushing around those fucking carts. You know, do you ever go to a laundromat? They got, like, these weird, like, metal carts. that you're supposed to like put your laundry in. I don't touch those fucking metal carrots. I don't know who the fuck has touched those goddamn metal carrots. I don't want to put my fucking clothes on that goddamn metal cart. Like my fucking underwear and shit. Like I don't want my fucking underwear rubbing against this fucking rusty grate and then snugging my, you know, fucking hugging against my balls. Or snugging against my balls, which I was going to say, which makes no fucking sense. Snugging, hugging. If it's going to be snug and hug my balls, I don't want it against a fucking rusty fucking chain or chain link, whatever the fuck they make that shit out of. It looks fucking shady that any fucking asshole that can fucking walk in there at 3 a.m. throws a goddamn laundry room. I don't want to fucking use that. It freaks me the fuck out. And this guy freaks me the fuck out. Like, I'm going to have to find a different 24-hour laundromat. But this one's a mile away from my place. Maybe I should start going during the day. But I can't do that. If you go during the day, the place is fucking packed. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. So that's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Podbean as well. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter. That is @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram. That is @Maybe5Minutes. And I am on Facebook. You can catch this podcast right in my fucking timeline.